Howdy, folks. Thank you for joining us in our little corner of the gaming universe known as Joystick and Mouse, your place for video game. God, every week, your place for video game news and reviews. I'm Don. You might know me as Diddy within the gaming community. And of course, as always, with me tonight is my co-host, Jay Dimes.
What's going on?
We present to you episode 175. We're getting close to 200. And today is March 4th, 2024. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about layoffs and more layoffs again. Unfortunately, Nintendo being Nintendo and a little bit of TV, a little bit of zombie TV. So how are you tonight, my friend?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I am doing well. Seems that the health events that happened earlier have calmed down, and so it's actually a really weird thing. I'm going to see a specialist that has to deal with whole body inflammation, which apparently can mimic the whole having a heart problem thing. So okay. That should be interesting. We shall see.
Well, hopefully they get you squared away.
Yes. It is good to know. I mean, it's one of those things, right? It scares the crap out of you, but it is good to know it's not your heart. So, I mean.
That's very true.
So, just one of those weird things. Bodies are strange. So how about you? I did get my case working. It is so cool.
What was wrong with it?
So the display didn't come up. So the whole thing about this height Y70 touch is it has a display built into the case.
Right.
And that wasn't working. But apparently it helps to apply power to the USB hub in the case. I had everything plugged into a USB hub. I have an internal USB hub in the case because I got 15 things that have to connect up to USB.
Right.
Apparently,
so you never ran.
Apparently, it helps to apply power to that.
So the LED doesn't have its own power. It runs off the USB hub's power?
It has its own power. It lit up. It wasn't that it wasn't on. It just didn't display anything.
It's still weird.
Yeah. But it needs USB to be able to see it from the software. So the software needs to be able to communicate with it over USB.
Okay.
So now I have a really cool little dragon, and it's 8:51 and 42 degrees outside, and my core temp is at 43, which is really good compared to running in the 60s most of the time.
Yeah.
So, case mod is successful. Let's see.
So, case mod and the graphite sheet.
Oh, the graphene sheet. Yeah, I used that in this build too. So that, I don't know which one it was. Probably a little bit of both. Yeah, it's the very first time I've used one, and it seems to have worked really well. The great thing is that it's reusable. And it never goes bad. So, people out there, if you're building your new computer, use graphene instead of thermal paste.
Yeah.
Works great.
Next time I take a computer apart, that's Popeye's what cup. I'm going to do.
Oh, Popeye's was so good tonight. Oh, my God. So just every once in a while.
What was so good?
Popeye's.
Oh. Popeyes does sound good.
Yeah, it was one of those nights I've been working on something at work that's just been a pain in the butt and working late, and Beck was on the phone, and we were just looked at each other and we're like, we're not cooking.
So Saturday I have to drive to Salisbury for a funeral. Oh. And I'm driving back the same day. I'm not spending the night. And I told Vanessa, I was like, I promise you the best gas station fried chicken you've ever had.
Oh, where's this at?
Royal Farms.
Oh, well, there's one of those near us.
That's true. But I typically only go between here and Maryland.
One of those traditions, yes.
Yeah. There is one. I have gone to the one off of, what is that? Route 3 down in Fredericksburg.
Mm-hmm.
There's one.
Well, there's one in Sterling now.
See, that's well,
but that's really mind. Far for you. That's close for yeah, me. I'm for you.
I'm never in. Well, I won't say never, but I am very rarely ever in Sterling. Chantilly is about as far north as I go, unless I'm going to like Ben's house, and then sometimes I'd venture a little further. Yes,
that's in South Riding, more of it. Still, that's still.
Oh well, that's a whole other direction too, because that's up 28, and I'd never go up that far to 28.
All right, yeah. What was the other? We just got to do something. Oh my god, we just got a Zaxby's. We've never had one of those, and we got something else. Something fire chicken or something.
Oh,
like
was
that.
It Hangry Joe's?
No, something over in the Mecca. By the convention
center. Oh, Jollibees.
Jollibees, yeah. We just got one of those.
I forget what kind of chicken that is, but they do like spaghetti.
Yeah, they do.
And then they do gravy with the chicken.
It has like an Italian twist to it.
Some people really like that chicken, and I've heard some people say they don't like it at all.
So. I've heard the same thing. I've heard both reviews from the same place that some people loved it, and some people thought it was trash. Alrighty. Let's jump in here. This wasn't a good week. Couple of weeks for video game industry. Sony laid off approximately 8% of its workforce. This includes the closing of a full studio in London. A week after the CEO visited and said all is well. Just dick move. Just another in the bloodbath that is the gaming industry this year. So, I said, Sony laid off its London division. They say, and then others across their company, places like Insomniac, Naughty Dog, Gorilla, Firesprite, you've heard of all those people. They say Horizon Call of the... I'm sorry. The UK, the London studio in the UK, does VR games almost exclusively. They did Horizon, the Horizon VR game, and some other things. So, interesting that maybe the PSVR 2 didn't do so hot or hasn't done so
what?
Hot.
I mean, wasn't it kind of expensive?
It was. I thought it was too expensive for what it was. But then again, you know what? The Quest 3 dropped and it was $700 and Apple did their thing.
Well, but I will say, I think the big difference is the PSVR2 requires you to be home and with your PS4.
Well, yeah, I think that's the big thing, right?
The Quest does not, nor does the Apple Vision. But also, the Apple Vision is not, I don't think anybody's deciding between the Quest 2 or whatever the new...
3. But yes.
The Quest 3 and the Apple Vision. You know what I mean? But the people that are buying Apple Visions are,
yeah,
they're doing something else with life.
Yeah, I agree. This all sort of stemmed from PS5 missing sales targets. And I saw this too. They lost
PS5 missed sales targets?
Yeah, they lost $10 billion. That's a lot of money for a company to lose, you know. Okay, so it's not real money, right? It's not. It's just valuation of the company. But I mean, that affects your stock price. That affects your. It affects your, not lending your borrowing power. It's all kinds of things, and just it's not a good time in the video game industry.
Well, listen, I wonder how much money Microsoft lost, if they lost any. I don't recall if they were selling the Series X at a loss.
No, I don't think.
Oh. But I remember that they said Sony was selling at a loss.
I know Sony was selling at a, what was it, $50 a console loss or something like that? I don't remember Xbox. I thought Xbox said they were just about breaking even.
Yeah. I mean, listen, this is why Microsoft is like, hey, we're going to put this software out wherever because we're going to make this money.
Right. That was about 900 people across Sony, which, so I started thinking about 8% of your workforce is a lot. I mean, think about your job. If one of those people was gone, one out of 10 were gone.
Mm-hmm.
It really sucks. Interesting though, that I thought one of the things that came out of this was they said they were going to focus on cross-platform games and not target external IPs. I found that a really interesting statement by them. Like, they're going to focus on their own games.
What else were they focusing on?
Well, but I wonder if it's like the Star Wars. Like, they license Star Wars, right?
Oh, yeah. So maybe they don't want to deal with their own. They don't want to deal with the cost of licensing. Well, I mean, that's just like EA backing out of that Star Wars game that Respawn was supposed to work on that was licensed.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
Same reason, right? Probably. The licensing costs money, and when your margins are slim. Anyways, I wonder about. So after reading this, well, I'll go into this in the next one. So that sort of takes us into the next one, right? That speaking of the gaming industry, Bloodbath. Add almost 700 employees at EA to that total for the year, along with a few other small companies. That's over 2,000 employees in the gaming industry in February alone.
And here's the crazy thing about that. The gaming industry is small enough that I don't know if 2,000 people are going to find new jobs.
And that's on top of last year. Now, more people have lost their jobs this year in the first 2 months than did in half a year last year. But that's still almost 5,000 people in one industry, in the video game industry, that lost their jobs last year. Add to that this year, that's a lot of people looking for work in video games.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people. Reading through a lot of these stories, though, it's sort of the same. They all sort of agree, right? It's a backlash of the pandemic and people not planning well afterwards. There is actually a site. It's called the Game Industry Layoffs Project, which tracks layoffs across game developers and publishers, which I found fascinating and spent way too much time down the rabbit hole on that site. along with EA, which was about 670 people, that's and they laid off, almost close to 800 people last year too. That's Wildlife Studios, which is, they do mobile games, Supermassive, and Hidden Path, which did the Dungeons and Dragons games. Let's see. Yeah. Is this right? In January 2024, 6,000 people were laid off. 1,900.
In the video game industry?
Yeah. Games industry professionals. 1,900 at Microsoft. 530. Unity closed down completely. Eidos, Montreal. Yeah, wow. That's a lot of people. Well, I was way under. So last year it was 10,500. This year it's 8,000 already. 8,000 people in 2 months. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is.
And here's the thing that I thought about with this. So I think video games themselves have not gone up much in a long time.
Prices.
And even the consoles. The consoles are $100 more expensive, but they're not actually a lot more than they were 15 years ago.
Yeah, I think $10 is what we got. In a hike for this generation.
Yeah. I have a feeling the next generation of games, we're going to start pretty regularly seeing $100 games.
Man, I'm not paying $100 for a game.
I just think that's where it's gone, right?
It costs, tabletop gaming, here it comes.
Yeah, it costs so much. So I started thinking about this. It costs so much money to produce one of these games. And you get, I don't know. What's an average game? 20, 30 hours of gameplay?
Yeah, maybe. But then you look at something like Call of Duty. They're not giving you 20, 30 hours worth of gameplay. They're giving you a 3-hour campaign and 7 maps to play over and over again that aren't really that big.
Yeah. And those games
cost... they're making... Go ahead.
Those games cost tens of millions of dollars to create.
Let me ask you a question, though. Do you think a Call of Duty game costs more money to make than The Last of Us?
Probably not.
No. And that's kind of my point, right? Like, you look at the highest revenue games, which are typically Call of Duty, like between Call of Duty and Warzone, mm-hmm. right? Maybe even Fortnite might be in that list.
Right.
These are not games that are costing the studios that much money to make in comparison to these other games. Right. So Activision is eating good
mm-hmm.
on Call of Duty. And they get to eat that way for like a year or two, maybe three.
Yeah.
And then they can pretty much take most of the artifacts and make the next game.
Yeah, I mean...
What I think we're going to see is that studios are going to have to hedge their finances on games that they can monitor their spending and get long-term use out of it. So think GTA, what was it, GTA 5? Which, you know, they spent a fair amount of money on, but the life cycle for that game has been 8 years. Right? 8 years of microtransactions, 8 years of people buying the game, buying DLC, what have you. Even though like I don't play The Division as much as I used to, Like, I think that's a good example of a game that, like, I don't know that the developers have put a whole lot of new development time into it, but they have made small changes, small additions, gotten season pass money, not really killed people on the season pass cost. You're looking at like 10, $15 when they do it, what have you. But that game's been out for like 6, 7 years, I feel like. And we're just now getting to the point where they're talking about, well, okay, it's been out since 2019. So we're at 5 years. And now we're talking about the third iteration here, 5 years in.
Yeah, games like that. So I think another good example is like Diablo, something like Diablo, right? Diablo doesn't really give you, they give you a little bit more content, but they also do the Game Pass thing, right? To try and now theirs is expensive. There's I want that's what I was looking at is theirs is $25 for a Game Pass. I think it lasts 6 weeks, 6 or 8 weeks, not sure. But you don't have to do it. I think that's the thing with them is you don't have to do it. It makes it easier. So and they've come out with some new areas to explore, and I know that there's an expansion to that coming. So I don't know. I don't know whether I'm not sure how many big AAA titles we're gonna get. I think we're going to see more of this season pass, little iterations to ongoing games.
Well,
Unfortunately.
and I think, saying that, it's why things like Game Pass will be really important for Microsoft.
Yeah, but I'm not sure how sustainable Game Pass is.
Why not?
I can't just keep giving you games.
I'm giving you $15 a month.
$15 a month barely covers World of Warcraft, let alone making four games, five games.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, but it has seemed to be their preferred way of revenue.
Yeah, I'm just not sure the economics,
Well,
economics pan out for that.
here's the thing. It's a hedge your bet kind of way, I think, for Microsoft. If they continue to make these games for other consoles, the people on other consoles are going to pay for the game, right?
Yeah.
If you don't want to pay that way, you are going to pay into the ecosystem some other way.
Yeah, I think we talked about this last week with the big bundle cosmetics and stuff.
Well, not even that, but like, if you don't want to pay for the game that way on Sony's platform, if you want to come to Xbox, you're going to buy a console and you're going to buy a subscription.
Yep.
Right? Which means now they have you and you'll buy other things probably.
Yeah, you get into their ecosystem. That's what they want, right? They want to suck you into their ecosystem. That's why all my books are on. That's why I belong to Amazon originally, right? The reason I have Amazon is because I bought my books through Kindle.
So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how they decide to do that, but
Ignore
I
the
do
fluff.
think, oh no, we love the fluff.
There, you want to see the fluff? Come here,
Let's
fluff.
see the fluff. Fluff.
Say hello.
Yeah.
That's not a... All right, fine. Go
Fluff.
away. She wants to go lay on my computer. This is. Oh no! Now we're gonna sniff the
Hey, listen, I'm not mad at the sniffing of the Popeye.
Popeyes.
Listen, I get that. I understand the sniffing of the
She's
Popeye.
hilarious. She's awful. She's just.
Terrible. Oh, you be nice to the kitty.
Oh, we're always nice to the kitty. All right. God. Yeah, I'm just not. I hope we have video games. Speaking of which, I didn't put this in the notes. I meant to do it. I got an email from NVIDIA. X Game Pass is available in GeForce Now?
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
I think that's what it was.
Microsoft is making money off Game Pass.
Oh, God.
I don't exactly know how, but they're making the money.
I don't know how they're making it. Because I'm playing a game now that's a AAA title. Well, maybe not. I mean, they did steal all the stuff from Pokemon. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know how Microsoft makes something. They got something else. Well, okay, so Microsoft has a lot of things that can supplement their games industry because they're trying to suck you into the Microsoft ecosystem.
But I still don't think they would go for losing money. Shareholders aren't going for losing money. So they have to be figuring out a way for how it works for them. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
But they have figured something out.
Oh, let's see. I'm never going to find this ever. Yeah, I tried to find email, but that ain't happening. I think it was Game Pass. I'll dig it up for next show. Just gonna make sure I can.
Yeah. That wouldn't surprise me at all, though.
All right, so just over a week ago, Nintendo sued the developers of the leading Nintendo Switch emulator, Yuzu, for facilitating piracy at a colossal scale. Now it appears that Yuzu will give up without a fight and give Nintendo everything it wanted. And it affects the Nintendo 3DS emulator, Citra, also. This is just sort of Nintendo being Nintendo. But what I'll say is, why? Was it really... It's a Game Boy emulator.
I would have more sympathy for Nintendo in this situation if they were actually producing, like if they had a way for customers to access these games. But Nintendo refuses to support an emulator.
Yeah. I don't get it. This is just bad press for Nintendo. Mm-hmm. It's just bad press. I'll give Blizzard this one. People were playing Classic. They said, "Do you know what? We hear you. We're going to shut these down because we want it to be on our terms, but we're going to give you what you want." And Nintendo came out with a machine that played Game Boy games or put out an emulator for the Switch. Okay.
Yeah,
do that. But don't just kill it. It's bad. The company, Yuzu, did end up paying them money, which is really just terrible. I forget what it was a couple million dollars, the suit. What was it? $2.4 million.
I was quite irritated by the idea that the company just kind of rolled over. I mean, I get it. They probably didn't have much of a leg to stand on.
Yeah, and they probably don't have any money either. It's just, it's probably all they ever made out of out of the emulators on if even that, right? They even never made that much. $2.4 million, a lot of money.
Yeah, it doesn't make me look at Nintendo very, very good.
Yeah. Let's see, is there any other little... Yeah, no, they just said, yep, we're getting rid of all of it. Shutting down all the servers. Yeah, they just wanted to let people enjoy games that they used to play, but we're not. Nintendo wasn't having any of it, as usual. Yep, sometimes they just, you know, they give themselves bad press. But then again, you know what? Do we really care? Do we care if they have bad press? Doesn't seem to matter anymore, does it?
Yeah, they don't seem to be concerned with it.
Yeah, we really don't. We don't vote with our pocketbooks very often. We really don't. All right. So, going to talk a little TV here. The Last of Us was definitely one of the biggest and most talked about shows of 2023. It starred Bella Ramsey and Pedro Pascal. It was an amazing adaptation of a video game, and we now have the cast for season 2 that details the game sequel. Some big names, obviously. Ramsey and Pascal will be back. I'm not sure how Pedro Pascal has any time to do anything with all the things that he is in. Have they done season 3, The Mandalorian yet?
I don't know. I didn't watch season 2. I'm so very behind.
I hear you. Speaking of watching things and like, what the hell was that? We watched Oppenheimer over the weekend. And I came away from that going, that's nominated for an Academy Award? Really?
I like it.
It was... it was too long. They could have cut about an hour out of it and it would have been just fine. And I didn't really get anything out of it. So Oppenheimer was a womanizer. All right. That was really what you got out of it. There wasn't any... I mean, they waited till the last 10 minutes of the movie to have any... Try not to do any spoilers if nobody's seen it, but they waited till the last 10 minutes of the movie to actually show any of the moral dilemma that he was faced with. I was like, it just seemed like it dragged and dragged and dragged and really didn't go anywhere. I was very disappointed. Aquaman was much better.
You think Aquaman was better than Oppenheimer?
Yes. Barbie was better. Barbie was absolutely better than Oppenheimer. Absolutely. And I thought Barbie was a little dumb and contrived. So that's...
You're the first person that I've heard say they don't like Oppenheimer.
Me and Mrs. Diddy and I just sort of looked at each other at the end and went, really?
I haven't really watched it, so I can't, I can't say anything. But I know Will loved it, you know, and came home and was like, everyone should watch it.
And it's so. Just, I didn't think it was a bad movie. I just didn't think it's not, it was meh. It was just meh.
All right.
Even the bomb explosion wasn't good. They blew up an atomic bomb. It wasn't even a good cinematic. Anyways, Season
two. Yo, that's a hill to die on, Don.
Season two of The Last of Us. Let's see who's in this thing. Obviously those two. Tommy Miller. Don't know if you remember. Did you play Last of Us?
I played some of the first one. I didn't finish it.
Okay. Great. By the way, if you haven't played these, go play them. Oh my God, they're great games. Just incredible games. Tommy Miller is played by Gabriel Luna. Rutina Wesley is Maria. She actually was in the first season one.
Yeah.
Let's see. Caitlin Dever plays Abby, who's a new character in season two, which I won't get into too much of it, but you'll love it. Isabella Merced is Dina. I actually don't remember this character from. Okay, yeah. I'm not into it too much, but yes. She plays the love interest of Ellie in this one.
Okay.
Young Manzino is Jesse, another prominent member in the game. Spencer Lord is Owen, again another member of the gang in the area. Danny Ramirez, Ariella Bear. She was a new girl, wasn't she?
Which one?
Ariella Bear. She was the. Thank you. New girl, Modern Family, One Day at a Time.
Oh, she is. Hold on, let me look at this picture here.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, here are some of these. Danny Ramirez was in The Falcon and Winter Soldier. I knew he looked familiar. Top Gun. She's in
Modern Family. That's not who I was thinking.
He is also in the new Captain America movie. The young Manzino, he's from Beef. Isabella Merced is from Madam Web. I heard it's awful. Did you go see that? Did you tell me it was terrible?
It was awful.
Okay.
I haven't said a movie was awful in a long time. That movie was awful.
See, I wouldn't say Oppenheimer was awful. I just wouldn't say it was Oscar material. Caitlin Dever was in Booksmart, Dope Sick, Last Man Standing. I don't know. I actually don't know who she is. Let's see. Anybody else really exciting here? Oh, I remember her. Yeah. Tati Gabrielle is Nora. She is another one of the main characters in the town. She was in The 100. Did you ever watch that?
Yes. Yeah, I love her. She was in Sabrina on Netflix. She was also in the Uncharted movie.
Yeah, she was very good.
Yeah, she's great.
And then, of course, we get some lady named Catherine O'Hara, who's also going to be in it, which is just, we all know, Beetlejuice and Schitt's Creek and all that good stuff. Who don't we know? Yara and Lev, which are two characters in the show that will be very instrumental that they have not cast yet. And so that's it. They are supposed to start filming soon, I believe was the, I think this is one that the strike put back a little bit. But this is...
Well, then they gotta hurry up and cast those folks.
Yeah, this is supposed to start filming this summer, I believe. Yep. One show I'm very much looking forward to. Along with the show that just started that I have yet to get to. Have you watched Shogun?
No, but I want to.
I heard
one of my buddies told me that it's really, really good.
I heard it was really good.
The lead actress from that show is the actress from Monarch. I don't know if you watched.
That's one I didn't watch.
That was a great show.
That one I did not.
That was definitely a great video. Yeah, you should watch that. Yeah, Vanessa and I watched that. Both really enjoyed it. If you like the Godzilla movies.
I love Godzilla.
Then, yeah, you should definitely need to watch the show.
We just finished a show. It's really quirky and weird. About a murder mystery in a small town. And I just had the name and now I forgot it completely.
Beck is about to tell you.
What was it called? I'll just say it. Oh, Deadlock.
I did not see that.
It was on Amazon Prime. And it was Australian. And it was just weird. If you ever watched Broadchurch?
No, but I've heard of it.
It was along those lines, but a little bit more quirky. You know? It was very good. We really enjoyed it. So, I have a lot on my list.
True Detective. There's a lot of good TV out there. I still need to finish the most recent season of True Detective, which started off very good. It's dark, which means like I need to be in the mood for it when I'm going to sit and watch it. But it is very good.
So yeah, there's a whole bunch of TV out there that's just really good right now. God, I haven't even gotten around the Wheel of Time.
I need to start that back over at the beginning. I tried to start the second season.
Oh yeah. Well, yes. If you decide to watch that show, the language is very colorful, and I don't think I've heard the word cunt more in my life than I have in the last couple of...
In which show?
What's it called? I want to keep calling it Dreadnought, but... Deadlock. The name of the town is Deadlock.
Oh, okay.
Deadlock. And... Just like Broadchurch was the name of the town in England that they did the play on or the show on. This was the same way. But yeah, I mean, it was like every other word. Yes, if you don't want to hear the F-bomb was a regular thing in the show. The language is very colorful, but the story was very good. And it was Twisty and Turny, and we had no clue. No idea who it was by the end. We thought it was everybody. couldn't pick. So it was, yeah, really, really good. All righty, folks. Any final thoughts, Tim, on layoffs or Nintendo being dicks or...
Well, you know, here's the thing about the Nintendo thing. Somebody else is going to make another... It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It may not be as prolific as this one that they just got shut down, but another emulator will pop up until Nintendo decides that they are going to make an official platform that allows people to play the old games.
Yeah. God, put it out on the Switch. God, people would buy the...
Yeah.
You want to make money, put it out on the Switch and sell it in the store. People will make that...
Yeah. Like, they're saying no to money, but
mad at somebody else.
Mad at, yeah, mad, yeah. So, yeah, that's what I stop being awful, Nintendo.
That's why
give
I'm
the people what they want.
That's why I'm so confused about Power World. It is such.
They must have changed enough.
There's enough that similarity that you would think, that's right up Nintendo's alley.
Yeah, I imagine that their legal team would be on it if they thought they could win. There must be something that, maybe they're working on something behind the scenes, but I feel like maybe they're going to wait until they make all of their money and then they're going to come in and sue them for it and take it all.
Well, maybe that's maybe
that's
maybe
what
true.
That's what Marvin Gaye. You remember that Blurred Line song? That's what their estate did. They waited till the song ran its course, till the money had been rung up, and then they came in and took all of it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, folks. Well, that's the show tonight. Thank you for joining us. If you'd like to reach out and contribute to the show in any way, please email us at joystickandmouse@gmail.com. You can head on over to joystickandmouse.com to find t-shirts like this, good t-shirts, or all our social informations. So until next time, Tim,
take it easy, folks.
All right, we'll see you later, folks. Bye now.
If you like this show, check out more great content at incastmedianetwork.com.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.